Good morning and welcome to day 8 of our daily Lenten video series, God's Story, Our Story. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And on this Thursday morning, we're continuing to read through the second chapter of Mark and the story of that began 2 days ago with the paralyzed man being lowered through the roof by his friends, the roof of a home where Jesus was teaching that was crowded with people. And so they dug a hole, they lowered the man in the roof. Yesterday, the scribes questioned in their hearts who could say such things and suggested it was blasphemy that Jesus would dare to tell this man that his sins were forgiven. And today's reading, we continue Jesus' explanation as he asks the question, what would be easier to say to a person, your sins are forgiven, or stand, take up your mat, and walk? I think for most of us, it'd be easier to forgive somebody's sins than to tell them that they can walk now if they've been paralyzed, I guess, unless you're a physician, and maybe then you might know how to heal somebody, literally to heal them, to go from not walking to walking, but in most instances, that would take more than just the command to stand up and do it. Nonetheless, if we're comparing the forgiveness of sins with the healing of a paralyzed man and think about how difficult that is, I think the comparison is apt, because to truly forgive sins, to truly forgive one another is and can be a very challenging task for us. I mean, at the beginning, it acknowledges a wrong and the vulnerability that in doing so that requires. Much like acknowledging you're sick, acknowledging that you have either trespassed against somebody, sinned against somebody, or been the recipient of sin, or somebody has done you wrong, there is some vulnerability in acknowledging that. And there is also great vulnerability in saying, I forgive you. To acknowledge that even though you might still bear some pain, some physical or emotional pain, that you can forgive a person for what they may have done to you. In this instance, I'm reminded of the words of author Bryan Stevenson, who wrote the book Just Mercy. If you haven't read it and or seen the movie, I highly recommend it. But he writes in the book, and it's said in the movie as well, that each of us are more than the worst thing that we have ever done. You need not be defined by your sin. Just the same way the paralyzed man didn't need to be defined by being paralyzed. In the story, he is, unfortunately. But he was a man who happened to be paralyzed until he was healed. And each of us, when we sin, we are a person who has sinned. That doesn't make us just a sinner. We are more than the worst thing that we have ever done. And God offers us forgiveness for even those worst things that we have done in a way that it may be difficult for us to imagine offering forgiveness to one another. A lot to think about today as we reflect on our ability to forgive others and even our willingness to forgive ourselves in some of those more challenging situations. Thanks for spending a part of today with me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 9 of this Lenten video journey together. Take care.